This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, that's it, y'all. Back in the Southland. I don't know. Am I in the South? Is Ohio the South or the North? I know it's East from where I am now. But anyway, welcome. Our broadcast week begins right now. The Robert Scott Bell Show live from Cincinnati, Ohio at the Trinity Legacy Summit. And we've got about, 40, 50 students and graduates together all weekend. From Friday, I broadcast live. If you go back and watch, I've got the nice Trinity banner behind me today, which looks great, at least for an hour of the show. Then they're going to take it away, and then who knows what's behind the banner. So y'all stay tuned for that. It could be scary. But we've got a couple hours of broadcast healing. Dr. Ravi, my good buddy, he's lecturing right now. They're going to break for lunch soon, and then we'll get him on here. We're going to talk about how does traditional naturopathy exist either side by side or in any reality besides allopathic dominant medical monopolies, pharmaceutical constructs that every symptom, ailment, issue, emotion is evidence of a drug deficiency disease. How is it possible? How can we exist in a world where the majority of people, if they don't believe it, they're certainly behaving like they do, believe that every symptom is evidence of an FDA-approved drug deficiency? That's a big question today. We're going to go leap beyond it right now as we start, though. The first story on tap, and Super Don threw some good notes together. The pictures are going to be coming up later. But spiritual science, how a new perspective on consciousness could help us understand ourselves. Yeah, a new perspective on consciousness? How about a perspective on consciousness? The allopaths, you're just a bunch of chemicals, you're just a bunch of brain synapses, and when you die and you see kind of things and you come back to life, oh, that was just synapses firing. There is no, where's spirituality? Where is soul? Where is the real essence of who we are in modern medicine? Now, there are doctors that have seen enough people die and come back to life and hear the stories that really do believe, as I do and perceive, that there is much more to life than physical chemistry, than molecular reductionism. But consciousness, what makes us different than animals? Do animals have consciousness? Dude, if you have a cat or a dog, much less a parrot, you see evidence of interactivity, conscious interactivity. So I would argue, yeah, of course. And the difference between humans and animals is not necessarily consciousness. Although you might say, does a slug know it's alive? Well, that's not the show for our discussion today. But the understanding of who we are, it's a big part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are live on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, saying a good morning to Guam, of all places. Good morning, Guam. If you're up early in Guam, commuting to wherever you're commuting to, we are live with you, and this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty on planet Earth. RobertScottBell.com. The links are up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. And once again, coming at you live from Cincinnati at the Trinity Summit. It's a legacy summit, meaning all graduates and current students are welcome, and I would urge you, really, the next one, if you're part of this Trinity family, if you're just now in the beginning phases, come to it. You will learn a lot. And hey, there's Jeannie. You want to come in with me? You want to sit down? Jeannie, don't be intimidated. I don't bite. Not usually. Not too difficultly hard or whatever they call it. Yes. All right. So we got our first guest lined up. Jeannie's coming in here. Stand up, put that on, and I'll see if I get this All right. From the Trinity Legacy Summit, Jeannie is amazing. If you ever meet, I don't even know how to describe you, Jeannie. You're wonderful.
I don't know how to describe myself.
You don't know how to describe yourself either. Well, you are an instructor here, too, as well.
Well, I'm not an instructor.
Officially, unofficially.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've been with Trinity since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I don't have family here.
No.
They're my family.
Right. No, and they are. And you have the most wonderful accent coming from where originally? Ukraine?
Soviet Union. Well, actually, it was Soviet Union when I left.
Yeah.
It's Ukraine now.
Right, right. So you have seen things that Americans only read about.
I've seen things that Americans read about but really didn't understand the reality of it. So
right.
Those who say we need socialism, let them think again.
Thank you.
Talk to me.
Yes, please.
Talk to me.
Yes.
I live there.
You know
firsthand.
Right. So here's our first subject, spiritual science, how a new perspective on consciousness could help us understand ourselves. And I said that most in modern medicine, when you become a doctor, you go unconscious. You don't go conscious.
Well, that's the way they train. It's not really their fault, I would say. They choose to be allopathic doctors, so mainstream medicine. And that's how they're trained. And I actually so happy that I'm not, because they have a huge stress.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really a total misalignment between what they believe in and that's what they require to do.
Yeah.
So talking about their legendary.
Talk about spirituality. It's a schism between what you believe maybe in your heart, maybe you're not conscious of it, but you have it, and then you do the opposite in your profession every day.
Exactly.
That will lead to depression, angst, frustration, and we do see a higher suicide rate than most professions in the allopathic medical world.
Yes, that's unfortunately it's true. But again, you know, you don't have to have conflict between your inner belief and what you're required to do on an everyday basis.
And I think that's the spirituality, or I talk about the vitalism, the vital force of those that come through Trinity that want to be holistically inclined, recognize that our first step is to acknowledge there's a spiritual essence to each of us. If we don't have that as an acknowledgement, we're working with kind of blinders on because we look at our physical body, we go, that's all we are. Yeah. Right?
Take this for that.
We alter the molecules with drugs or whatever.
And who listens? Nobody listens. You know, like when doctor see you, he has your chart and his other hand is on the doorbell.
Right.
So you don't even feel like you've heard.
So what do you see, Ken, coming from Soviet Union to America, again, the calls, as you brought it up, for socialism, socialized medicine, which would only make worse a system that's already a disaster in a perceived free market, which is not really a free market. We have a managed market, a monopoly for modern medicine. And here we have people from Trinity trying to find a lane that they can help people without being imprisoned, because the monopoly is so broad and vague on practice of medicine that, man, if you say one thing wrong, they're coming to get you. You know?
Well, the problem or good thing with the Soviet Union was that we didn't have such well-developed pharmaceutical industry. So people had to believe, and they remember the old forgotten art of the ancient healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually say if somebody's grandmother said something that her grandmother said, it's true.
Yes.
And we can't even blame these poor parents and grandparents. We have generation of parents or people who do not remember that wisdom.
Yes. Hey, Super Don, if you got your ears on, this is making me very happy that Jeannie has joined us, because she's talking about telling stories across generations, that wisdom, tribal knowledge passed down from generation to generation. She sees that here in America, unlike, you know, where she grew up, and this is not an endorsement of communism either. It was just what you had to deal with.
I don't want to come back.
Of course. But the knowledge that she got initially, or that was passed down generation to generation, we've lost here in America, Super D. That's such an overriding theme lately here.
Right. And the temperature raised a little bit, and we grab the child and go to the hospital where there's tons of sick people, sick kids. And they get even worse sick. So we need to look. In Chinese, they call it barefoot doctors.
Barefoot doctors.
Yes. They had the population of villages that live so far away from the official medicine help. So they train those people to recognize the misalignment and help them with acupuncture, with the moxa, with the gua sha, all the stuff.
Do you know what they call it in Jamaica? Bush doctors.
Bush. Well,
yeah, you're in the bush.
Sense, yes.
I'm a bush doctor, y'all. Just find me in the bush.
No,
or as they say in Jamaica, in the bush.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, this concept of tribal knowledge, of knowledge passed down for hundreds if not thousands of years, generations.
Thousands and thousands.
And that has been written over, erased from existence so that we perceive that every symptom, ailment, even emotion, the only way we can hit it in modern medicine is to alter your chemistry.
Right.
Which is, I think, absurd. But if you grow up with it, it's just normal. So they look at what we do as abnormal.
Right. But I have maybe radical view of it, but I do believe that the excess use of chemicals affect our brain.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't blame guns in all that mess. I do blame that we're messing with the brain of our kids. And
mm-hmm.
we really don't know. It's an unknown field. We don't know how it will pay back, so
right,
to speak.
Right, right,
which so, sure it is.
So you went in. Did you learn natural medicine in the former Soviet Union or when you came to America?
There was
or
no
what?
Such thing.
Okay.
There was no, but I started, I had really passion for human dynamics
mm-hmm.
Very early in my life, like when I was 13, maybe 10. And my dad just told me that I was hit by electricity when I was 10. So, but what I was trying to understand people.
Mm-hmm.
So back in Soviet Union, I would know who I can ask questions or who I should run away and how quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing people, being able to predict their reaction, to me, it's paramount.
Yeah. So a sensitivity to energy. You could read energy.
Exactly.
You feel.
Exactly.
And, of course, a lot of the focus here this weekend in Cincinnati is about listening. Listening. You pointed out that a doctor is like got a chart, one hand out the door. There's no listening going on. It's just how fast can I turn and burn? And again, I'm not indicting every doctor. We know that most of them go in for the right reasons, and they get trapped in a system based on third-party interveners, whether they be semi-private, private, or government, public. And at that point, you have a dictator or dictators, bureaucracies, telling you what you can and can't do. Therefore, I can't respond to you because I'm being told over here on the other side, oh, no, don't pay any attention. Just find a code, find a drug, write it, get them on out. Jeannie, can you stick around for another segment?
Yes.
All right, Jeannie Gokberg, she is here with us at Trinity School of Natural Health, and we are in Cincinnati today. She'll be back in the studio tomorrow, Monday that'll be. For first day of the broadcast week, though, go to robertscottbell.com, find all the links, share them, give us a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube, and we'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
Our fighter. He's our fighter.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, so I got to ask you, Jeannie, do you like Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Do I like what?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I just know.
That was the music you were just listening to.
Well, I didn't know. I do like the music.
You did like it. Okay. Hey, Dr. Robbie, bring that microphone up to you. I'm going to bring you up here as well. And,
all right.
And
it hits your energy.
Yes. Talk to me.
All right. I'm right here.
There's Dr. Robbie. He's awesome.
All right.
And so I'm surrounded by foreigners here. And, and I'm not intimidated or scared. I love them, as you should embrace them. They're wonderful, wonderful. And Dr. Robbie's originally from Sri Lanka. And we got Jeannie here, of course, former Soviet Union, Ukraine. And you're talking about an international viewpoint on health and healing, mm-hmm. what you grew up with, so different than what we grew up with in America and mm-hmm. for you. And as I said, I was pharmaceutically grown, and I had to learn that there are other forms of medicine. Homeopathy was a primary means by which I got lifted out of the pharmaceutical morass, but I had to switch to organic, clean food. And I had to learn how to grow food. Were you growing food back in the old Soviet Union?
Well, if we would have a piece of land, very small one.
What would you do? Potatoes, or what would you do? Do you remember?
Radish, green onion, green garlic.
Okay, potatoes. Some of the roots.
Potatoes required a little bit more space.
More space, yeah. And Dr. Ravi, you, of course, in Sri Lanka, you drop a seed and it grows.
Oh, of course, yeah. We had, like, I don't know, I grew, like, 3 kinds of bananas.
Woo!
2 kinds of mangoes.
Right.
We had fruit, vegetables, everything growing.
So we went to the local health food store, and I brought some back in, and I shared my mango with them. It was like, oh, it was awesome. I felt like I was a little bit equatorial at the moment. So we had a great time. Now, Ravi, you did the closing keynote.
Yes.
And I tried to speak so you wouldn't have to, but it didn't work. I had to come out here and do the show. And your theme was about how do traditional naturopaths or holistic healthcare providers exist
in a space where we are living in a medical monopoly, a pharmaceutical medical monopoly.
Correct.
The laws seemingly are set against us.
Yes.
What was your focus? Was it on the legal or was it the principles and the spirituality? Where were you at with this one?
I think it was a mix of everything a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically making sure that people understand the difference between traditional naturopathy and medical, you know, naturopaths.
Yes.
To me, I mean, medical naturopathy is kind of like a misnomer there. I mean, like, you know, you can do pharmaceutical and natural together, but we have to still work with them. And I think the traditional naturopaths have a better advantage because we are trained more to do the preventive side of health, right? So we can prevent you
mm-hmm.
from seeking the help or needing the help of medical professionals.
Right.
And that's kind of where I was going with all of that and showing people what they can do and what they need to understand and their legal and ethical boundaries.
Sure, sure.
Because you have to stay within those boundaries or, you know, otherwise you're going to cause not only trouble to yourself, but also to the profession.
Yes.
And I actually don't see much antagonism between us and them. It's rather from them to us. And they need us. We're the first step.
Mm.
And then we can refer it to
yes.
them.
Yeah.
And they don't see that way, unfortunately. We're working on it.
Yeah, you know, there's an interesting story. I think it's, I don't know if it happened in England. I think it may have. Here it is. Yes. Parents of boy who died after they treated earache with homeopathy found guilty of manslaughter. This is in England. And, you know, in the story, you know, obviously they try to paint the homeopath as irresponsible. You didn't
yeah.
refer out. But it turns out that this child had been on multiple antibiotics for a long
mm-hmm.
time. And the parents were seeking out another option because the antibiotics were not working.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this infection already in this child was resistant to all antibiotics. And the things that the antibiotics do to your immune system by destroying your microbiome, the seat of the immune system, could have precipitated the tragedy that happened, not the homeopath.
Yeah, or it could have actually spread. I mean, if the antibiotics didn't take care of it, I mean, it could have spread to other areas. And if it's an ear infection, I mean, there's the brain that's real close by. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. You can't really, I mean, they are very quick to blame
exactly.
the alternative medicine.
It's so much more
system,
complex
yeah.
than they
I mean,
try
yeah.
to pretend.
How many people do you think homeopathy has killed in the last 200 years? I mean, like, you know.
Well, it's zero. The only thing they have maybe an argument, which is what they're playing in this
yeah,
article,
yeah.
is that it was an irresponsible homeopath who didn't refer out. And
yeah.
to your point, you know, I've seen people that I said, listen, you've got a serious problem here. You need to get to it. So obviously we'd like that holistically inclined folks are not without, let's say, a sense that there's a point and a place for all forms of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But as I look at this article in The Independent in the UK, it's heavily biased as usual, and I don't think it gives the bigger picture as to where the parents were in their
right.
choice.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the same thing with the teething thing that we had a couple of years ago in
the teething
the US,
tablets,
right?
homeopathic,
yeah.
right? Belladonna,
yeah.
can't give that.
Mm-hmm.
Not toxic in homeopathic form, y'all.
Right.
Hey, we've got a very special show because we're coming live from the Trinity Legacy Summit in Cincinnati, Ohio. I got Jeannie, I got Robbie, and we got a little bit of Key Shield protecting us from all the EM fields and the 4G, 5G, whatever's out there. So check it all out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is disputing a New York Times report that says a lot of the border actions that Mexico is taking was agreed to months before President Trump announced a trade deal. Now, in that New York Times piece, it says that Mexico has agreed to its deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, although the piece says that the Mexican government agreed to do that already in March. The president on Twitter says that the administration has been working with Mexico, but nothing was signed, which is exactly what Kevin McAleelan, acting Homeland Security Secretary, tells Fox News Sunday.
All of it is new. I mean, we've heard commitments before from Mexico to do more on their southern border. The last time they deployed down there, it's about 400 or 500 officers. This is more than a tenfold commitment to increase their security in Chiapas. That's where people are entering from Guatemala.
And 2020 presidential hopefuls Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders are holding campaign rallies in Iowa today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, the next question for Jeannie. Do you like the Eagles?
I do.
That's right. She knows now.
I've learned.
So, we're here at Trinity Conference, and y'all, the last weekend in October is going to be the Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, a new location. And I want everybody to check it out, trinityschool.org, and you'll link out and you'll find it. And we'll have it up if it's not already there. Super Don will put it in upcoming events. Big event for October. Truth About Cancer earlier in the month, I think around October 10th in Los Angeles, Anaheim. But later in the month, we'll be together in Chicago for the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Now, Dr. Ravi, I want to ask you about the spiritual sciences, that concept. New perspectives on consciousness. And as I said, the biggest problem that modern medicine has is not that it's a drug-based model. It's the fact that they've divorced themselves from spirit, the essence of who we really are, vital force.
Yep. So spirituality and emotions, right? So these are two things that in traditional naturopathy takes precedence. And I don't talk to any client without talking about emotions and their place in the spiritual world or what they believe in, or because those things have a direct impact on your health. So, and then I basically came from a country that, is majority Buddhist. So we have the Buddhist philosophy of, compassion and, kindness and nonviolence based into that. So that helps a lot with the with our health, for sure, because that directly affects, certain organs, major organs in the body.
Yeah.
So, if you have worry, then your digestive system can be, affected. So, I'm fully on board with helping people, both not with the physical sense, but also the emotional aspect of it.
And Jeannie, being in the Soviet Union, wasn't that like supposedly mandated atheism?
Well, the Communist Party was their religion.
Right, right.
So there was no place, empty place. They took religion out, they introduced communism. But anyway, the way I see that, we, as Americans, we really pray and want to see the magic pill.
Mm.
We used to say there's no such thing as panacea. Panacea was Greek goddess, right? That could heal it, everything. Two things comes close. One, you have to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing who you are, there is really no way to the total balance or total healing.
Yeah.
And some people are more prone to be vulnerable in the area of emotions and spirituality. And with these people, you start to deal with emotions right away, like you are.
What?
Your emotions and nervous system is your element.
I don't have any emotions.
No.
I'm not emotional at all.
I'm a
man.
Just wait till you serve non-organic food to
burn. Right. Watch what happens. Do I get emotional? I'm like, get that out of here. No, I just don't eat it. I'll fast. But
He would not be violent, but he was most.
You can't hide from these folks here. They're wonderful, and the stories you have to tell are the stories I want to tell with you. Not just today, but more as we go, or we come back for the Trinity Health Freedom Expo later. Or folks, if you sign up for courses through the Trinity School of Natural Health, you can begin to become what I said before I introduced you, Ravi. How valuable the folks that are going through this program, these programs are. And I didn't mean maybe in terms of economics, although everybody's got to deal with an economic side of life. But the value that our communities place upon doctors right now far outweighs their actual value versus their real detriment to us. And so when people recognize that how modern medicine has failed us and we are sicker than ever because of what they do, as opposed to being putting Humpty Dumpty back together again if he falls off, right? That we now are going to see where, or we're going to ask the question, where do we go? Who knows what we can actually do to stay well, get well, not get unwell, right? All of that. And it's this kind of traditional naturopathy kind of concept that is not pharmaceutically based, not injectable.
Right.
And that's what I see, even though we're not maybe valued the same way as doctors are. And it's not about ego for me. I think you know that. But the value that we place on real healing versus suppression and drugs and medicines.
And as traditional naturopath, we're actually trained to see deviation from norm as soon as they open the door.
Mm-hmm.
You look how their eyes like position, which eye is larger. You look at their face, their skin, whether they're wet, which means they don't digest protein, or they're dry, or they might not digest carbs. And we see that before we even start to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what kind of questions to ask.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're one hand on the beeper pager running out the door, you can't pay attention to those things.
No.
And you have to focus on how do I enter it in the right code so I don't get like tagged for, some kind of insurance violation, right?
Okay.
How are you focused on someone coming to you for help when that's really happening in those circumstances? Again, like you said, it's not totally the fault of the doctor. They didn't.
No.
They may not have known, although my uncle, the doctor, warned me. He says, this is where it's going. He predicted this back in the early 80s to me. He said, don't go into medicine. You will be miserable. He knew me. He knew my spirit, even though I wanted to be a doctor. But it wasn't about I wanted to be a medical doctor or not. He was the only doctors I knew.
Right, right. I think we've come a long way from there. I mean, I think we have now the opportunity, and people are waking up to the fact, like you said, medicine has failed us. Like when we rank 37th in the world for health, and one in six of our children, you know, has some kind of, you know, debilitating disease.
Chronic disease.
Chronic disease.
Yeah.
And 60% are obese. I mean, we know we have a problem. And we are in a position to actually educate people more than, you know, anything else to tell them how they can prevent it.
And look inside. They have to look inside themselves.
Right, right.
Right.
Exactly. All right, so what if we do that? Now we got to look outside and say, whoa, 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 the terrain for healing in America is not so great because they will attack us for being healers, even though we're not practicing medicine in the way they define it. But then again, it's so broad and vague, they can pretend a mom telling a child what to eat is the practice of medicine.
Right.
So we've got health freedom that we must talk about.
Yeah.
And you're active with our Health Freedom Ohio group, Michelle and others that are doing amazing work here. And there's a big event coming up this month in Columbus.
On the 26th, yes. Yeah. So we just had a bill that came out on the House floor, House Bill 268. It's a bipartisan Medical Consumer Protection Act, basically sponsored by Representative Ron Hood and Representative Bernadine Kennedy Kent. Mm-hmm. It basically prohibits an employer from taking adverse employment action against a person who will not or will not be vaccinated, and also provides the possibility of an employee suing the employer if they fail to comply. Now, to kick that bill off, the Health Freedom Ohio group, led by Michelle and Nadra and a lot of others who are doing excellent work, like you mentioned, we have a press conference that's coming up on June 26th, starting at 9 o'clock. And we have actually had the privilege of inviting Robert F. Kennedy Jr., so he'll be there.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Oh, wow, so, that's big time. Yeah.
Big time.
So there's going to be a fundraising event as well associated with this?
Correct. So there's a dinner and a breakfast the following day. Mm-hmm. So 26th will be a whole day affair. So I think if people in Ohio who value health freedom, they should show up because we strength in numbers, right? So we want people to come and support us. And there's on my Facebook page as well as the Health Freedom Ohio page, we have posted the information.
Yeah.
So look forward to seeing a lot of people there.
And Super Don, make sure we have that linked up in upcoming events. Even though I'm not going to be there for that one, I will be there a month later in July in Columbus, Ohio for the Maho event. And then Michelle Cotterman is going to get us the information on the after event, which will be open to the public.
Yes, yeah.
July 21st, I think.
Correct.
So, yeah, Ohio in the house. We're here in Ohio, Cincinnati. There's a lot of Ohio on this show.
Ohio is pretty active. Ohio is pretty active. We got a great team here.
Yeah.
They're like fireballs.
I know most of them, so I have to say they are definitely very active.
Yeah.
And Jeannie, where do you call home now?
Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm a Hoosier.
Hoosier.
Yes.
So how's the Health Freedom group there? Are they still picking up a little bit?
No, not really. We're not even close to Ohio, unfortunately.
Okay. Right.
And I am so busy with my stuff, so I'm not...
It's hard to do everything, yeah.
It's hard to do everything when you're solo.
Mm-hmm. So what else did we learn this weekend? I know it's a broad and vague question, but there was so much that was discussed, not just from, here's what you do, and I think we started with listening.
Yeah,
great.
That's what Judy was. Judy was like, you have to listen. Who else will?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I have clients in my office, I mean, they come in with the expectation of, like, seeing a doctor, like, 10 minutes in and out, and when we end up sitting there talking for, like, an hour and a half, they're like, wow. Never expected this. And so, like, they have the opportunity to talk to we learn from them how to help them back, right?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Like, we sit there and we talk, and they tell you everything that they never got a chance to tell a doctor.
It's amazing
how healing
that can be just to listen.
Even when I do thermography and the client come in, the shoulders are up, one eyes, and people are nervous when they have to be tested. And I spend like 20 minutes with them, talking about their health history, and they go like, I said, that's now we're ready.
Right.
The difference in temperature is amazing.
Hmm. So if somebody wanted to reach out and said, Jeannie sounds like a really awesome a healer of her own right, and I want to see her. I'm in Indianapolis or Indiana. How would they come find you?
I can be found on Facebook, which is Jeannie Goichberg, G OYKHBERG. Or I have a cell phone, which is 317-306-6622.
You have to say it again.
317-306-6622.
Excellent. Now, we have a lot more healing to go on this show. Obviously, I want to get Judy Masters on the show with us a little later. But for you, you're in the Cleveland area, Ravi.
Correct.
Is that right? And is that, do you have an office people can come see you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell people how they can find you.
I'm also on Facebook. I'm in Duno Farm.
P-H-A-R-M.
P-H-A-R-M.
I love that.
Naturopathy. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 330-285-3247.
One more time.
330-285-3247. And I have clients from all over, you know, state, you know, because what we do is communicate and educate. So you don't really have to sit in front of me, but office and on Skype.
Okay, do Skype consults. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Folks, you could do this too, and you will be the most valuable member of your community. When you learn the things that you learn through the Trinity School of Natural Health, you can become a health coach or any number of things. Remember, you're not practicing medicine without a license. That's not of any interest to us here. And you are trained how not to do that. There's nothing invasive about what we do. But we want to support your efforts. If you've got the call to serve in the healing arts, this is a place to go. TrinitySchool.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got one more segment before the top of the hour. Then we're going to have to take down the banner behind us because they're going to have to take off. But we'll also get Judy Masters on. And hopefully, I think we got Jill Wright scheduled if she's still around after lunch. Lots of more. Well, there's some really cool healing people here. And I want you to meet them. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, we are back live at the Trinity Legacy Summit. It's just wrapping up. Everybody's enjoying lunch, and I've got Judy Masters joining me live on the air. Shelly Meyer says hi, Judy.
You know hi, Shelly? Yes, I Shelly. Know Shelly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Michelle is out there as well, our Health Freedom Ohio friends and family. I was just talking about, somebody asked about flu, and you know, and she's saying it's not a loaded question, but her daughter is saying that she can't... Grandma can't go near their baby without a flu shot. I'm like, there are such dunderheaded doofuses in the medical field that they've infected your brain, your daughter's brain, to believe that a flu shot is actually going to prevent flu. Most of the time, people, if they even have the flu, it's questionable because they don't test for the influenza virus. And even if they do, is it evidence that it's the cause of the problem or the result of something that precipitated or preceded it, like liver congestion? Upset to the microbiome, the seat of the immune system, terrain. Emotional stress.
Yeah, you're talking about terrain.
Terrain. That's not any part of the discussion for these people.
Just reading Pasteur and Bichon.
Yes.
Gives you both viewpoints, and there are arguments to be made that indeed Pasteur... I'm not going to say he recanted,
yeah.
But there are allegations.
Yes, I say it that way.
Maybe
yeah.
he did confirm that there was some veracity.
Yeah, well, he knew Bichon was the guy. He stole from Bichon, and he was friends with the emperor. That's why he got all the accolades and glory.
Yeah.
But in my mind, on this show, he's a criminal, Pasteur. What he did was sentenced millions and millions of people to death based on a faulty theory that we have to kill bad guys in order to live. How about restoring an environment that bad guys can't grow? Or they're so outnumbered that they even if they're there, they can't do you any harm. How about that?
Oh, come on, Robert. That takes too long.
Okay. All right.
And that means we have to do, like, oh, I don't know, just eat real food or something.
Real food? No, we can't do that. So, Judy, we were talking before we got on the air,
yes.
And the first thing you brought up at the beginning of the conference, set the stage so beautifully, was about the listening. That, you know, you talk about being an empath, being, you know, any number of things, listening. Now, when I first met my homeopathic mentor many years ago, He looked at me and started telling me everything about my medical history within minutes. I'm like, okay. Dude, what is this guy? Is he psychic, right? And he's like, no, I'm a homeopath. I'm like, that was weirder because I didn't know about homeopath. But he had been doing it at that point 20, 30 years, and so he could see patterns visually. Like you taught, and we talked about that. What can you identify by looking at someone? It's not magic. It's not being psychic. Certainly there's an energetic sensitivity that will develop, but it's more than that.
Well, the people who are, when I talk about the soft skills, and I was mentioning, you know, that you're thought responsive or remote responsive, that it is a matter of stepping back and sort of taking a look at everything and then processing it. It's being hypervigilant. So that everything comes in, because whether we process things heart first or whether we process things brain first, mm-hmm. The bottom line is that one way or another, it's going to end up in the brain to be sorted. So if we're truly listening and we're truly looking, we're sorting information as we go, and we're not standing there saying, oh my, you this and you that, and I know this, and your past lives tell me that, or anything like that. We are looking at things that we talked about all weekend about triangulating.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at things that give us information that lead us to questions, and the reason I brought that up very first thing in the legacy lecture is because I had seen on Facebook somebody who is in true traditional naturopathy saying that he did not have time to quote-unquote interview a client.
Right.
So.
And you had to, did you have any direct interaction with that guy? I feel sorry for him if you did. Yeah.
I was nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard me say, I actually put a laughy emoji up, mm-hmm. because I thought it was... I thought he was being funny.
Oh, you thought, you didn't know he was serious.
No, okay, yeah, I thought he was being funny, and then he called me on it in a Ooh. Message.
Okay.
And I said, why are you doing this if you don't want to talk to people?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And folks, also the language. The language can be a trap. People innocently say, I'm going to treat somebody's disease, not realizing how that traps them in a legal argument that makes them guilty of something that they never intended to do if they're really trying to help. So, folks, we're going to learn a little bit of language. Mm-hmm. Judy, can you stick around after
I
the
can.
News break? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching on YouTube, we got to break down the Trinity banner behind us because Julie is heading back with Kim and her mom, and we're going to have, I don't know what's behind there, but stay tuned. You'll find out if you're watching on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check out trinityhealth.org. TrinitySchool.org, I'm sorry, TrinitySchool.org. It's linked up in the show notes. You just click it, link it. Say thanks to our sponsors. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.